It's the Thursday Morning House Call with Dr. Lane Iena, brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
And good morning once again. Big Lynn here with you in studio with me, Dr. Lane Iena. Good morning, Dr. Lane.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. You know, starting to feel kind of fall-like,
yes,
maybe.
Yes, it was 69 this morning. Nice when I got in my truck. Really starting to have that little bit of fall crisp in the air, if you will.
Yeah, next week we've got several nights that are 64, 65.
Oh man, don't tease. It better happen. My heart has been broken before by false forecasts, so let's hope it comes true.
All right. Well, let's get into the meat of today because, you know, we've been talking about sicknesses,
yes,
and kiddos and so forth.
Yes. It has been a common complaint of mine on this show that my kids got me sick, and it will be a recurring theme. I estimate for the next 15 years, if you guys are so kind to have me on for the next decade and a half. So I decided, what is it Dad always says? Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Dad, sorry if I butchered that. He's a big listener. I decided today I'd be part of the solution, right? So let's talk about how to keep our school-aged kids healthy. If you don't have school-aged kids, don't worry. Someone you know does, and they'll get you sick. So maybe pass this wisdom on to the parents gently and kindly, and keep yourself well as well. So, because kids, they don't care who they get sick. They're going to get you sick. So a lot of it is the same stuff for us grown-ups. So I'm not going to rehash a lot of what we talked about. A good night's sleep. Now, the difficulty is, for me and you, when it's bedtime, I'm pretty pumped. I'm like, oh, I get to go to bed. You know what I mean? With kids, it is a war, especially if you're in my house, especially if you're 3 years old, and especially if your name is Bobby. Bedtime is not what you want to do because there's so much fun you're missing out. You know in your heart of hearts, your three-year-old heart tells you the most fun things happen after you go to bed. So you can't go to bed because you're going to miss fun stuff. So fight the war, fight the good battle. Make sure you have good sleep hygiene for your kids. My kids, big kids, have been doing a lot better since we've been really doubling down on reading before bed. They've really done a lot better getting tired and going to bed. So I recommend that. Good, healthy diets. Man, start those habits early. It boosts the immune system. And kids that start out eating fruits, vegetables, proteins, that just start those good habits tend to keep going in the right direction. I know after a long day, it's easy to go pick up some McDonald's and it makes the kids pumped. Trust me, I have been there. Sometimes I need McDonald's too, you know what I mean? Not a sponsor. But still, try to get those good habits going because it will not only keep them healthy, it will boost their immune system. So a lot of those, again, it's the same for us with a little bit of some nuance for a child, if you will. But here's the big ones. Number one, you got to put the fear of the Lord in your kid to not share food and drinks, because when we're not around, they're not perfect about it. We were all young once, you know, and we shared drinks and we shared food. Look, my three-year-old, it's a lost battle. They're going to be sick once a month. That's just what it is. You know what I mean? But my big kids, my six-year-old, my nine-year-old, and the big kids of you, the listener, you could tell them, like, look, your friends may not even feel sick yet, but they can get you sick. But especially if they actively have boogers dripping out of their nose, go get your own ketchup. It's worth standing up and going to get your own ketchup. Don't eat their pizza. Get your own pizza. Eat whatever you got. You know what I mean? Eat the lunch I packed for you. So that's a big one, man, trying to prevent it. Hand washing. One of my patients, I don't have his permission to say his name on air. I didn't ask, but I'll give him a shout out once I see him again. He brought me a cinnamon soap that smells like cinnamon cookies. And he said, put this in your kids' bathrooms. It'll make them excited to wash their hands. Man, I thought that was brilliant. How have I never heard that tip before? That's brilliant. So get a fun soap for your kids. It'll encourage them to wash their hands. And hand washing, I could show you a Mount Everest of mountains of evidence showing that prevents disease and illness. So get your kids excited about washing their hands. And boy, that's a cheap, easy way to do it. A bottle of soap will last you for a while unless they get really excited about washing their hands, right? And then, and this is the hard one, if your child is sick, please keep them home. If they have a 100.4 fever or above, that's the big one. If they're just miserable, if they've got a wet cough or a loud cough. Look, man, these kids' diseases are so freaking contagious. They've got a tummy bug. Boy, those are contagious. I know it's hard to take off work. Speaking from experience here, it's a tug of war. I don't want my kid to miss more school. It's been a tough year in the Iena household for illness. You can hear it in my voice for the past month. It's been a rough year. I don't want my kids to miss more school because education is so important, but I also don't want them to continue this cycle of everyone at their school is sick. So you gotta keep them home if they're sick. You gotta keep them home if they're contagious, and call their doctor, call their pediatrician. I call Dr. Chang. He's a good friend of mine. He's their pediatrician. I hate treating my own kids. I can't be objective. I'm going to order every test in the world and over-treat. So bring them into the doctor, keep them home, get them to wash their hands, sleep, fruits and vegetables, and make sure you keep your kids healthy so we can keep Huntsville healthy.
There we go. Great advice from Dr. Lane Iena. This week's edition of the Thursday Morning House Call brought to you by Huntsville Memorial Hospital.
Let's keep Huntsville healthy.